Welcome to Japan Stories. Join AsianExus missionaries as they share real stories of how God is at work throughout the nation of Japan.
Hi everybody, welcome to Japan Stories from AsianExus. This is Peter Thompson and I'm your host today. Today, Takeshi Takazawa is with me. Takeshi, it's good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm back.
Yeah, you may remember Takeshi. He was talking previously about listening shops in Osaka. He was also talking about anime and God's will and just finding out how God might be calling you to Japan. Japan Stories is an update of things that are happening, how God is at work in Japan, as well as current events. Takeshi's going to fill us in on some of the things that have been happening here lately.
Mm-hmm. Today I need to share one sad story.
Okay.
Some of you may know, June 8th, Sunday, one man from Shizuoka Prefecture decided to stab people. And actually, he killed seven people randomly in a city called Akihabara.
Mm-hmm. And Akihabara is in the Tokyo, is in a suburb of Tokyo.
Yes, downtown Tokyo.
Okay, and for those of you who know Japan, also Akihabara is the famous electronics district.
Yes, and some of the otaku heaven.
That's right. Okay, so what happened? What sent this guy off?
This man had a difficult childhood and not really felt loved and respected and accepted by his parents. Also not by schoolmates. And also he struggled with the adult life too.
And so he was just struggling with life and then...
Basically, I think he, as far as I know, he felt that he's rejected, mm-hmm. he's not accepted, mm-hmm. so he became angry mm-hmm. inside, and he wanted to really show the society that he is somebody, mm-hmm. and he can cause something big, mm-hmm. and that was a murder. Random murder. Mm-hmm. He decided to kill anybody. Mm-hmm. And then until police stops, mm-hmm. he wanted to kill as many as possible.
Mm-hmm. So this was a cry for recognition, to say, I'm here.
Yes. And basically, this cry for recognition is cry for authentic, real community.
Which I think for listeners is hard to understand because we view Japan as being this giant community. Everybody's together. And yet... here's somebody in the midst of a group-oriented society who is completely on the outside, feeling completely alone.
Yes, that happens. He was in the downtown and then stabbed people. And what it is we have outside face and inside mm-hmm. face. And I think his inside face was crying and outside face was... just pretend like everything's going fine. So people were surprised that he attempt that. Mm-hmm. His co-workers didn't know he was going to do that.
Mm. And Japan is not full of people that are getting ready to randomly kill people, but there's got to be a lot of people who also are crying out for genuine community.
Yes, I think so. And this is just one of the symptoms or the signs that mm-hmm. popping out.
Mm-hmm. So how can the church respond?
I think first of all, we must see what Jesus sees. Mm-hmm. It's not just a bunch of people, different fashions or different culture or just rebellious young people, but really see what Jesus saw. Jesus seeing, according to the Bible, he sees multitude of Japanese people, including Japanese people, sheep without shepherd. Mm-hmm. And we must have this perspective to get to them.
Mm-hmm. And how about the person who's listening to the podcast, I mean, considering coming over and serving in Japan, how can they come and help usher in God's community?
Three things. First of all, as I said, ask God to be able to see Japanese people in a way that Jesus sees. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And then number two is Jesus immediately follow up on the Matthew 9. He felt compassion. And then he said, harvest is plentiful, mm. but workers are few. So, and ask the Lord of the harvest, to send workers into the harvest field. Mm-hmm. So I want you to start praying that God would raise up more and more workers who can see Japanese people in Jesus' way. That's the second step. And thirdly, Jesus said that you need to pray to disciples. And immediately after that, Jesus sent two by two those disciples. So I encourage you to go to those Japanese people, maybe international students in your campus, maybe your coworker in your workplace, or could be you may consider coming over to Japan, or maybe you're in Japan. But go to those people and start relating to them, not based on outside face, but deep inside face.
Awesome. Hey, Takeshi, thanks for sharing today. It's a hard topic, and it's a hard thing to talk about with the circumstances, but at the same time, there's great insight from you, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and listeners, we're going to have Takeshi back on and maybe have a little more lighthearted talk. This man has incredible stories, funny stories, but he also has an incredible heart for the Japanese people and for all of Asia. Asian Access has opportunities. 2 weeks, 10 weeks, the rest of your life. We'd love to talk with you more about serving with Asian Access in Japan. Check us out on the web or send us an email. Our address is podcast@asianaccess.org. This is Peter. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll catch you next time.